world's on fire, our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
You know, I want to start singing, there's victory in Jesus. There's victory in Jesus. You guys know that? I mean, do you really, really believe it? And you know, some of you know, some of you don't know. It doesn't really matter. We had our little prayer gathering last night at halftime of the Super Bowl, and I'd set aside an hour to do it, and it stretched, and as Craig said, 120 minutes, 2 hours of prayer. And the whole time that I'm sitting here, I did an opening of the show, and every once in a while I'd throw something in, and then I closed the show. But the whole time I'm there, I'm thinking, Lord, this is church. We're not supposed to go to church and sit there and listen to one guy talk for an hour and 40 minutes. That's not the way it's supposed to be, Lord.
Amen.
This is a participation sport. And I also got thinking about, to do my math, the multiplication factor. The Bible says that wherever two or more are gathered, He's in the midst. Isn't that what it says? Anybody think I'm lying about that? Wherever two or more, it's called the prayer of agreement. So, ooh. Michelle, my prayers are powerful, but my prayers are really powerful if Michelle joins with me. And then my prayer gets even more powerful if Michelle and my daughters and my son join with me. And then it gets really more powerful if our grand, why? Because somehow, if you were to think about a flashlight or a shock or anything that projects power, think about the multiplication of power as somebody else comes along. Or think about rolling a rock up a hill and how hard it is for me to do it by myself. But then along comes Clay and he stands beside me, he pushes, and Jonathan comes, and the next thing you know, we get that rock moving. It's a multiplication of energy and power that we don't get. We don't get it. And unfortunately, or fortunately, whatever you want to, the other side understands it perfectly. They understand it perfectly. The other team, they do their rituals right where millions of people, their energy is being sucked into it, and they don't even realize that it's going on. And dare I say it, churches don't even realize it's going on. People hosting Super Bowl parties. Look, I'm not a holier than thou. I love watching football. I like going to a Super Bowl party with all the guys. But the average people sitting in there, they don't have any idea. Even the commercials, the builds that's being pumped into them, take captive every thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bring into captivity. And I'm going to say, look, I'm good, the bad, and the ugly here. I didn't watch any of that show last night. But I bet you those of you who did watch it, if I were to say one word, an image would come up in there. And that would be this, crotch. If I were to say that, I'm going to tell you this, those images are in your mind. And when you hear that word, that image is going to come. And how many millions and millions and millions of people across America, many of them Christian, have in their mind now the image of that lady's crotch? How many times did she show it last night? I mean, I was watching I was checking a secular thing this morning. And in that secular report, they made reference in a joke about, gee, how many crotch shots can you get in one halftime show, right? And we don't get it. See, we don't understand the power of the visual, first of all, right? I had a powerful moment. Saturday morning when I went to speak down in Lancaster, Mike Blake for coming with me. Appreciate it, Mike. Spoke to about, I don't know, 20 guys in there. But when I was having breakfast, I sat across the table, Mike and I did, sat across the table from two old guys wearing Vietnam veteran hats. And I just started a casual conversation with them. What did you do when you were over, right? Whew, I wasn't ready, man. I wasn't ready. This 170-year-old guy sitting across from me, wish I could remember his name. Sometimes I'm not good with names. He said he was a medic, field medic. And right away, hey, doc, field medic, you have any idea what that guy probably saw? A field medic. I said, how old were you? He said, 19. I thought, oh, my Lord. And sitting beside him was another old boy, 70 years old, same age as me, with his Vietnam hat on. And we just got going back and forth. And I was trying to think of, here these guys were, 19, 18, 19-year-old kids. They went, willing to lay down their life for their friends, their country. They told us it was their country. And then the old medic, I said, how'd you do that, man? How did you do that? Go pick up broken up guys, bleeding guys, guys literally dying. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that as a 19-year-old kid? Being able to live a life after that? It really, really, and I thought, here he is sitting here at this breakfast with me, sitting here listening to me. And tonight, all across the world, they're going to be pumping bilge into the minds of our children. And we don't even get it. We don't even get it. They call it programming for a reason. I'm not trying to be doom and gloom. I asked him, he said, do you have any flashbacks? He just kind of shook his head. He said, I've had a lot of counseling. I bet, huh? Can you imagine if you ever seen anything really, really horrific? You ever imagine anything horrific and trying to get that out of your brain? Can you imagine doing that for three tours? He took three tours. Imagine that. And we lose sight of the faith of our fathers. I'm heading there. Faith of our fathers. Living still. I was moved by last night. The 2 hours. I was moved by it. And can I tell you something else? I think the Lord was moved by it. I think the Lord was moved by it. And for those of us who've done a lot of stuff like, stay away from Coach Dave. He's an activist. What are you, a pacifist? What do you do? Faith ain't such thing as passive faith, is it? And I believe we're going to see fruit from it. None of us know what that fruit's going to be. We don't know. So, Coach, how do you know if you were successful? Well, we were successful because we showed up and did it. So, I know we were. We did that. Doesn't matter. I don't have a measuring stick to see if we did it, if we carried the ball far enough. I know we carried the ball for 2 hours. And I want to thank all of you who showed up and stood up and prayed up and did all of it last night. And yeah, it was humbling to be part of it. And because of last night, I want to take us a kind of a different direction today. If you don't mind, if you hang in there with me. First of all, I want to say to John Brockhoff and OJ, and if there's anybody else who, Linda maybe, who went to Bobby's mother's funeral. I just tip my hat. I know it meant a lot to Bobby that you guys would drive that far and be there and be part of it. And I just want to publicly acknowledge that. And I was excited last night that at the beginning of our show, we heard Silver's voice. We heard Joe Silver's voice last night. Now, I don't know what kind of condition he is. I don't know any of that stuff, but we heard him. And it was good to hear him. And there before the grace of God go I, right? One day you're perfectly healthy, the next day you're, nobody knows what tomorrow holds. So I'm forgetting others. Just look. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man. I'm not sure we really still understand the power. The power cone, the spiritual tornado that we unleashed last night. If, in fact, the whole idea of multiplication of power. Are you out there, Trump? Mark Trump, are you out there? What does the multiplication of energy create, Mark? And why is it that the dark side wanted to pump their bilge into the minds of 50 million people? What is it they're trying to do that we in the body, don't get. I think we all need to, well, I think we all need to think deeply about that. I'm going to.
Hey, Coach?
Yes, yes.
I'll step in for Mark.
Okay.
Think of it like an earthquake. Earthquakes are stacked on tens. So in other words, if you have a 6 and you go to a 7, that's 100. If you go to an 8, that's like 1,000. If you go to a 9, that's like 10,000. If you go to a 10, that's like 100,000. Okay. From 10 to 6 is 100 times more powerful in the rating scale that they have for earthquakes. And that's how the spiritual realm works too.
That's right. So we know this, Craig. Those of us who understand, or maybe that sounds arrogant. One word out of the mouth of Jesus, one word out of his mouth destroys all that other, all that dark power is destroyed. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. One word out of his mouth. How many words did we speak for him last night? And the power of that, if we could understand it. If we could get away from religion, can I tell you the truth? I was driving down the road. I always tell the truth. I don't know why I say that. I was driving down the road yesterday with our local Christian radio playing. Do you guys listen to the bilge coming out of Christian radio? It reminds me of bubblegum music back in the 1970s. You know what I'm talking about? Gary Lewis and the Playboys. I'm telling you now, I know it's been said before. That's Christian music. I'm driving down the road. I can't believe that stuff that I'm hearing. And so as a result, because of the effeminization of Christianity, because of the defeatism of Christianity, because I don't know why, we are not drawing the heart of young men in particular to this fight. That it's an honor to be a Christian. It's an honor to be one. As a football coach, right? I told our football guys, don't you dare. Hey, we wore our jerseys to school every Friday, every game day Friday. Boom. And I told those guys on Thursday night, you come to school tomorrow in that football jersey, and I see your butt out in the hall because you weren't behaving in class, you're going to have to deal with me, bud. You don't put on that uniform and act like a fool. Yeah, we do, don't we? Huh? Yeah, we put grown men dancing in circles with a waving a flag. Grown men. It's like unbelievable. Open my eyes, Lord. You guys know where I am with that, right? But I believe, I thought this was so important. Pull up number one. Hey, friends, you better get this. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is a butt kicker.
Amen.
He's a warrior, man. So I got up this morning. I said, Lord, I need some warrior verses about God. Because, listen, we've created him in our own image, right? Huh? Joel Osteen wouldn't have lasted 30 seconds in two-a-day football practice. We used to have what they call bowl in the ring. I don't know if you guys know that or not. You'd circle about 8 guys in a circle, and then you'd call out a guy, and he'd have to go out and stand in the middle. He'd stand out in the middle, and he'd circle with all these football players, and you would yell out a guy's name, Jerry! And Jerry would attack the bull in the ring. And they had to hit each other. And Jerry would go back. He'd call out somebody else. Guy come from another direction. We put the bull in the ring, and he had to take on all comers. There are very few pastors that could do that, man. You know what I'm talking about, right, Clint? Bull in the ring, baby! Stand up and fight, or you're going to get knocked on your butt.
Amen.
And we're in a war like we can never even imagine, the war of the ages. So I said, Lord, give me some verses. Exodus 15:3, it's up on your screen. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. Isaiah 42:13, the Lord will go forth like a warrior. He will rouse his zeal like a man of war. He will utter a shout. Yes, he will raise a war cry. He will prevail against his enemies. 1 Samuel 1:3. Now this man would go up from his city yearly to worship and sacrifice to the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were priests to the Lord there. She made a vow and said, "O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant and remember me and not forget your maidservant, will give your maidservant a son, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of life. And a razor shall never come on his head." So the people sent to Shiloh. There they carried the Ark of the Covenant. The Lord of the hosts who sits above the cherubim and two of the sons, Eli, Hophni, and Phinehas, were there with the Ark of the Covenant. The portion of Jacob is not like these, for the maker of all is he, and Israel is a tribe of his inheritance. The Lord of hosts is his name. Thus says the Lord, who gives the sun for the light by day, and fixed the order of the moon and stars for light by night, who sits up the sea so that its waves roar. The Lord of hosts is his name. On and on. Then David said to Phinehas, "You come to me with a sword to the Philistine. You come to me with a sword and a spear and a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied."
Amen.
"That your name may be magnified forever by saying, 'The Lord of hosts is our God over Israel.' And may the house of your servant David be established before you. Hear and testify against the house of Jacob, declares the Lord God, the God of hosts. Therefore, thus says the Lord God of hosts, the Lord, there's wailing in all the places, and in all the streets they say, 'Alas, alas!' They also call the farmer to mourning and professional mourners to lamentation. The Lord God has sworn by himself. The Lord God of hosts declared, 'I loathe the arrogance of Jacob and detest his citadels. Therefore, I will deliver up the city and all it contains.'" On and on and on and on. And we have lost the faith of our fathers. We've lost it, boys. We've lost the faith of our fathers. Hang on, man. Hang on. Just relax. I'm going to bring you in here a second. I promise you. Pull this up there for me. Number five. Pull up number five for me. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead. Sorry, folks, for the slump. Where are these hymns in our churches today? Where is this spirit of fight in our churches today? Play it.
Vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on.
Anybody goosebumping besides me?
I have seen him in the watchfires of 100 circling camps. They have builded him an altar in the evening dews and damps. I have read his righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamps. His day is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Deal with my contemptors, so with you my grace shall deal. Let the hero born of woman crush the serpent with at his heel, since my God is marching on. He has sounded forth the trumpet that shall never call retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of men before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet.
Let's go,
our
baby.
God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah.
You feel that?
Woo!
Huh? They're not singing that. When's the last time that's sung in your church? When is that? When? Oh my goodness, Lord. Hey, do this one for me. I'm sorry. Here's the question. Go to number 7, because this is the truth. This is the truth. Will the circle be unbroken? Will the circle be unbroken? Or are we going to continue this and hand it off to our children, who will hand it off to their children, who will hand it off to their children? Go ahead, Randy Travis. Huh?
I was standing by my window on a cold and cloudy day when I saw the earth come rolling to carry my mother away. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Amen, I feel it.
Home was lonely for my mother, she was gone. All my family there was crying, for our home felt sad and alone. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by?
I got 15 songs I got lined up we could play this morning. Bernie, come on in. I'm tired of
Sissified
Christianity. Tired of it. Go, Bernie.
Okay. Yeah. You were talking earlier about two or three being gathered. Another thing that's important to remember is we need two or three witnesses to establish anything.
Amen.
And, you know, that's where we're bearing witness before the Lord. And he hears, we're bringing our case to him.
Amen.
He's going to hear it. And,
how many witnesses we have last night, Bernie? How many witnesses there last night, brother?
Oh, man, there was over three. I don't know how many that pulled over. But boy, it sure was sweet.
Yeah, don't go by the numbers in the queue. They're listening in a lot of different places.
There were tons of people out there. But sweet fellowship.
Amen.
And just walking. People, when believers are walking in obedience, God is going to move. And you know,
Bernie, we made a demand on their anointing. We made a demand on their anointing, and they stood up and they did it, brother. They stood up and they did it.
I was in if you got a second, 2 Corinthians 13. You know, it starts off, "Lo, this is the third time that I come to you, in the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word stand." But he was talking to them. Really in 12, because he says, look, if I come to you and you're not walking, and if you're still doing the sins that you're supposed to repent of, I'm not going to spare you. And I'm like, wow, that's
Amen. He takes it seriously.
You know? Huh? Oh yeah, and we should too. So that's
amen. Amen. Bless you. Thanks for being part of it. Mike McKee, come on then.
Hey, Coach, this morning as you started, you talked about the images that people are seeing. The eyes are the windows to the soul.
That's right.
And also, some of this village really started back in the 60s when Ed Sullivan had Elvis Presley on. Now, I know there are people out there like Elvis, but he's dead.
He's dead. That's right. He's dead. Hey, look, little bit at a time, right? Just a little bit at a time. That's it's like they didn't jab everybody, did they? And probably wasn't poison in every jab. They'll get, they'll catch the rest of you next time around. Dale, come on in. And Randall.
Amen. Amen, brother. It was a blessing taking my family to eat in a restaurant without that garbage on the TV. Coming home, reading, my family reading for an hour while your prayers were praying. And then just getting into the act of worship. Coach, I haven't preached a message in 3 weeks, but everybody in my congregation have been ministering and preaching the word. No silliness. I'm talking people standing up. Now, I want to go back to what you were saying at the beginning, the music. And, you know, I take that stuff dear to my heart.
I know you do, bud.
That garbage at the Grammys. Let me expose some people out here. Brandon Lake, Maverick City Music, and Chris Tomlin were all in that crowd. Not one of them got up and said, I told him, I said, I'd have had a Will Smith moment. I'd have got up, walked up on the stage, and smacked that dude in the face.
Yes, sir.
You can arrest me afterwards. But, brother, these were Christian artists. They knew what was going to be played, and they did nothing, and they said nothing.
Dale, I remember that I couldn't agree more. I remember we were at a protest, not, I hate that word, we were at the State House. I think it was a pro-life event. I can't remember what it was. Doesn't matter. And anyway, this guy come up. He just in my ear. You know, they jam. You know what it's like. All of you go down the street. And I got my wife with me. And he's saying the most vulgar stuff on and on and on. And I want you to know something. I stopped and I looked him in the eye. And I said, listen, dude. Some things are worth 10 days in jail, $1,000 fine. You better get the hell away from me. You guys agree with that? Some things are worth $1,000 and 10 days in jail.
Boom.
I had one of those moments. And my wife looked at that high priest witch out in front of the abortion clinic who grabbed her nails into my face. And my wife looked at her and said, I know my husband's saved now. And she goes, what does that mean? She goes, because if he wasn't, you'd be eating concrete.
Amen. 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 Hey, Lord said, turn the other cheek. You only said it once. I got two cheeks, baby. I ain't no punching bag. Randall, come on in.
Yeah, Coach, whenever I hear that Battle Hymn of the Republic, it literally brings tears to my eyes just thinking about what we once were as a country and a church and where we've gone now. It's
Randall, hang on a minute, Randall. I'll let you finish. That's what I'm saying. I'm sitting across the table from these two Vietnam vets. My age, my generation. I'm out playing ball and doing all kinds of fun. And they're over there. Guy's a flight medic. Are you kidding me? We don't even talk about what those guys, what they did. What John Brockhoff, those Vietnam vets, what they, we don't even talk about. Go ahead, Randall. I didn't mean to walk on you. Yes, I did. Go ahead, Randall. I just walked on you.
And in regards to today's worship service, worship music in church. You know, my problem with a lot of contemporary songs is that they're not worship. They're all about me.
That's right, brother.
What it's going to do for me, you can sing these songs holding hands with your secular therapist, even.
But amen, even, brother.
Now, there's amen. Something like Revelation song. Now, that's a worship song. You know, and that's the thing.
Okay, so you did it to me, Randall. Pull up number eight. 3 minutes isn't going to kill you. 3 minutes. I want to encourage yourself. Bible says to encourage yourself in the Lord. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Alan Jackson. Go ahead. Play this, man. Hey, you're going to feel that power start going through you here in a second.
Oh, Lord, my God. When I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the roll thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art.
Yes.
How great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art.
Okay, you can cut that off. We need a little bit more of that in our Presbyterian churches, don't we, folks? Need a little about him, not about us.
That is the daddy of all songs.
Huh?
That is the granddaddy of all worship songs.
That song brings tears to my eyes every time I hear it. Speaking of tears to my eyes, I got to show you something. Jeff Nair sent me something this morning. Pull it up. It says Jeff Nair's on, if you could. Jeff sent this to me this morning. Folks, look, I tell you this all the time. We're winning, okay? We're winning. Jeff sent this to me. There's so much in the news recently that speaks of how God is moving in our nation. Think about what just happened just in the past month. Football player dies on the field, and every player from both teams immediately take a knee, this time to pray. The stadium goes into quiet prayer. In less than 6 hours, households all over America are praying for this one guy. An ESPN announcer even stops his show to pray during a live broadcast. The whole country participates in and sees a verifiable miracle, as this man is not only brought back to life, but brought back to health. Around the same time, another football player drowns. Peyton Hillis, is the guy's name, former Cleveland Brown. A football player drowns while saving his children from drowning. He's put on life support, not expected to live. Once again, America prays. Another miracle is witnessed by all. He's okay today, by the way. New Life Church in Miramar, Florida breaks out in a move of God. So many salvations, water baptism, Holy Spirit baptisms, confirmed healings, and transformed lives. This is also happening at an Encounter church in Texas. The Chosen's last two episodes of season 8 came in on top of the box office, beating out Avatar. Boom, that'll preach. Asbury College was having a normal morning chapel service, and God's presence manifested in a powerful way. The move of God is continuing today, throughout the day and night, and causing them to cancel classes to accommodate the revival. This is also happening at Lee University and Ohio Christian College. Closer to home, it's been happening at a church on the west side of Columbus for weeks. Caught up in hours of solid worship, salvations, water baptisms, Holy Spirit baptisms, people crying out to God, lives being changed. And I read on Facebook today that is all happening in a church on the east side of town. I get so excited when I read bits and pieces of this kind of thing happening in churches and other venues throughout the nation. People are tired of the confusion and the chaos and the corruption that the ways of the world only have to offer. They want truth. They want God. They want his presence. Could it be the beginning of this is that? This is that of which the Holy Spirit spoke? Could it be that this is the beginning of this is that of which we've been crying out for? Could it be that this is the beginning of this is that which our churches and our nation have been in dire need of for decades? Let it be so, Lord. Let it continue, Lord. Have your own way, Lord. Even so, come, Lord. Here in Columbus, more, Lord. Keep praying, saints. Keep praying, saints. The greatest revival the world's ever seen is on the horizon. I hate to tell you this. That's coming before the rapture. In the last days, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see dreams, and your old men shall see visions. Folks, there ain't no rapture till there's a revival. No rapture till there's a revival.
Amen.
Amen. Myra, come on in.
Coach, isn't this the month of love, February? What a beautiful display last night, those 2 hours. I'm still shaking today. We're reading Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there's any virtue and if there's be any praise, think on these things. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Number four. Get number four up there real quick for me. Who's that? It's Jonathan today. Get number four up there for me, man. By the way, I'm on Brighty on today with David Heavener. We're going to talk about the demoniacs in Hollywood and what's really going on there. Huh? They wouldn't even let this song be played in church today, probably. Back up, Christian soldiers.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle,
we'll
see
baby.
His banners go. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. At the sign of triumph, Satan's host doth flee. On then, Christian soldiers, unto victory. Hell's foundation quiver at the shout of praise.
Yes,
brothers, lift your voices, loud your anthems raise.
Yes.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before.
Today we're waving flags. Waving flags. Jeff Klein, come on in.
Coach, when you played at Battle Hymn Republic, that's on my cell phone as my ringtone. Every day somebody hears that and they always comment. Always. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Here's a plug. Pastor Matt's church, they got three hymn books laying there. And that's all they sing is these old hymns. I mean, he's getting ready to do a hymn sing March 14th, a whole evening of hymns, different choirs and the kids' youth choir. It's going to be powerful, but that's what we get with Matt.
Faith of our fathers living still, right? Faith of our fathers. Come on in here, Clint.
My daughter leads worship at our church, and she's very talented. She put out on Facebook the other week, 2 weeks ago. Does anybody have any suggestions for worship music? But, you know, in a sense, because today's worship music is garbage, and
that's right.
You know, she'd get the same people. You know, so and so. Well, most of the people, most of the artists that people put down was at the Grammys. And so, you know, then she posted these people were at the Grammys and put it what it was and a lot of other stuff. You wouldn't believe the hell that she got online. Buddy, I'm telling you, we had a knockdown drag out, because if they don't have any more spiritual discernment than to walk out of a worship service to Satan, and if it's okay for them to stay there, then we should have them to come in our church.
It is amazing, isn't it, Clint?
It is. And it really let me know. And it's people we know, you know, people around here. We're a small town. And it just let me know how compromised the church is.
Yeah. Open my eyes, Lord. I want to see Jesus. Right? Boy. Battle him. Hey, Jonathan, I just sent you, Jared, just sent him another one. Pull that one up there for me. Come on in, Randy.
Coach, when Myra said something about shaking, I was shaking a lot during last night's time. It was just the Holy Spirit. And I'll tell you what it is, Coach. it's not our emotions. It's just this, the Spirit of God is coming in a way that He's going to shake this, our country. And it's starting with us, Coach. Look at these little revivals, these little fires that you just read about. And that's just a few of them. And so I want to read real quick, Coach. This is Ezekiel chapter 12, verse 17. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me saying, Son of man, this is talking to Ezekiel, eat your bread with quaking and drink your water with trembling and anxiety, and say to the people of the land, thus says the Lord God to these inhabitants of Jerusalem and to the land of Israel, they shall eat their bread with anxiety and drink their water with dread, so that her land may be emptied of all who are in it because of all the violence and all those who dwell in it. Then the cities that are inhabited shall be laid waste, and the land shall become desolate, so that you shall know that I am the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So, Coach, I just got back from Seattle, Coach. I'm telling you, you talk about a city laid waste. Oh, my. The homeless problem, no one has any clue how bad this is, Coach. And it's just an example. But these large cities, they're getting ready to be laid waste.
Randy, they're waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God. They're waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. They're waiting for the sons of God to show up, Randy.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's what they're waiting for. That's what they're waiting for. Hey, sorry, got another one for you. Throw it up there real quick. Faith of Our Fathers. When's the last time you heard this played in your Baptist church? Traditional Christian music, huh? Wow. Are you kidding me? Dungeon, fire, and sword? Okay, that's good enough. You can play it, listen to it on your own. We don't teach the faith of our fathers anymore. I don't even know if our fathers have any faith. What are your kids saying about you? What are your grandkids? What are you instilling in your grandkids? It's a tag team handoff. Give it to your son who gives it to his son who gives it to his son. Faith of our fathers. Tracy, come on in.
Hey, I got up this morning and I rewatched the live from last night, because sometimes you miss things during that live show. And I'm telling you, it might, you know, we're talking about what it's done for us, but I think we had the devil shaking in his boots last night.
Amen. Amen.
Because it is real, and it brought goosebumps to me just rewatching it again. So just thanks, everybody. It was amazing last night.
Amen, amen, amen. Wasn't a one-man show, was it, huh? Wasn't a one-man show. Awesome. Janine.
Last night I just kept getting interrupted. So, but what I was going to read, which I didn't get a chance to, listening to everybody, it was great. One thing we need to have is repentance, as Amen. Clint was talking about his daughter in the music. What I was going to read last night, and maybe you can put it up there, maybe you can read it, is the book of Jude. right before Revelation, right before all the stuff happens of over the years since Christ until he comes back. Jude 1 says, a sanctified people, which is made holy, set apart, a preserved, kept from evil, and called people, which means assembled, summoned by order. We have an order. We have a thing to do as a Christian. And there's promises there, but there's also warnings and woes in Jude right before it happens. It's a powerful. You want to read it, Coach? Because sure. It's everything we were saying last night.
Sure. I'll start in verse 3. Because you just did the first two. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men. Hey, folks, we're talking about in the pulpits here. Turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. And I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt afterward, destroyed them that believed not. What? He destroyed them that believed not. And the angels, which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved an everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. And even as Sodom and Gomorrah and all the cities, Phoenix, all around about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise, all these filthy dreamers that we saw on the halftime show defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke thee. But these speak evil of those things which they know not, but what they know naturally as true beasts, and those things they corrupt themselves. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, and they've run greedily after the heir of Balaam for reward, and perishing in the gainsaying of Kor. In other words, they were all in it for what they could get out of it. These are spots in your feasts of charity, when they feast with you, feeding themselves with fear. Clouds they are without water, clouds without water, carried about of winds, trees without fruit, withered, without fruit, twice dead, doubly dead, picked up by the roots, plucked up by the roots, raging waves of the sea, foaming out of their own shame, wandering stars to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints. Hey, folks, whoo, there's going to be an invasion coming, baby. And they come to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches, which ungodly sinners have spoken against them. Oh, there's a judgment day coming. These are murmurers and complainers, walking after their own lusts. And their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons and admiration, both of advantage. Oh, loving that guy standing in the pulpit. Christian celebrities. But beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. How that they told you there should be mockers in the last day who should walk after their own ungodly lust. It's about the sixth time we've heard ungodly. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, not having the Spirit. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life, and on some have compassion, making a difference, On others, saved with fear, pulling them out of the fire, holding even, hating even the garments spotted by the flesh. And now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Amen. Boy, if I was thinking, did you guys ever see To Kill a Mockingbird? Did you ever see To Kill a Mockingbird? It's one of my favorite movies. And at the in the trial, when a black man is unjustly charged, he's in the trial being charged with raping a white woman. And Gregory Peck was the defense lawyer defending the black man against the white establishment. And when the trial was over and the jury was dismissed, even though the guy had been found guilty, Gregory Peck is walking out of the room, and the ceiling up in the balcony were all the black people who had watched this white man defend this black brother. And all the black people up in the balcony stood up. And the man looked at the little girl sitting beside him and said, "Stand up. Your father's passing." We don't do that, do we? Our father passes and we don't stand up. We don't honor the Lord. Oh, we love the Lord. We worship the Lord. But we don't honor the Lord. And too many times we sit around and we watch the name. There, they've got it. Boy, I got a good crew here, right? I don't know how long that is. Since you stand up, your father's passing. Pull that up there real quick. We don't honor the Lord. We don't just get to the end of it. After go to about halfway to it. Yeah, just start it right there.
And the cynical.
Go ahead, go farther. I don't know if it's going. Let me see what's at the end of it.
Testimony wouldn't.
We're not going to see there. No. Anyway, take my word for it. Stand up. Your father's passing.
Boom.
George, come on in. See if you can find at the end of that, Spencer or Jonathan. You'll see him walking out of the courtroom, and you'll see the blacks in the balcony stand up. Go ahead, George.
Thank you, Coach. The Holy Spirit moved last night. I cried. The Satan is angry. I felt it. Blessed be the glory of the Lord from his place. Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word at my mouth and give them warning for me. Thus saith the Lord God, he that heareth, let him hear. He that forbeareth, let him forbear. For they are a rebellious house.
Amen. 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 Hey, Jonathan, just try to look up your father's passing. Kill a Mockingbird, your father's passing. See what's coming on. Jeff Klein, come on in.
Yeah, Coach, I just want to ask everybody to pray for Pastor Matt today. The battle's raging there at the school district. He's meeting with Pastor Neil Peterson and Pastor Bill for some. He said, "I'm getting some counseling, and not from the secular world. He's from some real pastors." But it's heating up, buddy. He's just being attacked.
Well, hey, it's supposed to happen, isn't it? Huh? It's like being in the middle of a football game and some guy's crying because he got knocked down. Say, how? He's just doing his job. He's supposed to knock you down. Here it is. Here's the scene. The courtroom's been cleared. Atticus Finch has just defended a black man unjustly accused of rape. Found guilty when everybody in the place knew he was innocent. The room is empty. And Atticus Finch's daughter, Scout, and his son, Jem, are sitting up with the black people in the balcony. It's a powerful moment. Go ahead.
Thank you.
father's passing.
Jean Louise, stand up. Your father's passing.
Boom.
We've lost honor. And all the stuff that we got going on in modern Christianity, we don't honor the Lord anymore. We don't honor the Lord. And I don't care how many men, I don't care what. Isn't that all you really want? Those of you out there who are fathers, mothers, at the end of the day, don't you really just want those you love to honor you? At the end of the day, when they put me in that box and they stick me in that ground, that those who knew me are going to stand around and honor me. And here we serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and they besmirch his name. They throw mud at him. And the church sits around, can't wait for the evacuation. Afraid they might get the mud pie thrown at them next. Hey, men of God, women of God, stand up. Your father's passing. See you tomorrow.